7 minutes after 8 o'clock. The commander in charge, 8:07, as we face another chilly morning, 29 degrees. We're expecting 40 for today, so it should be nice and soppy later on as the snow and ice melts. And for tomorrow, snow possibly in the afternoon. I feel like $1 million. I'm ready to do that thing. I'm ready to handle the second half of my 2 for Tuesday extravaganza. Yeah, I feel, I don't know, I guess it's because I'm staying active with that thing. I tell you what, I don't have a, I don't have one extra drop of testosterone in my body. I mean, that thing is a wildcat. I mean, she is a wildcat. It's like everything turns around, everything. Everything, you know, and well, you know, a man's got to do a man's work. When she looks at me with that hungry look in her eye, with those lips pouted and moistened, with those eyes pleading, those nostrils flared, a man's got to do his manly work. Yeah. We were sitting there last night. She heard the clock strike the hour, and she said, "Oh, God, that turns me on. I want you now." I said, wait a minute. You know, we got this new clock on the mantle that chimes the hour, and I said, wait a minute, I can understand how you want me when you're mashing potatoes. You know, you get that thing going in potatoes that go... And I can understand how you get turned on when you're peeling cucumbers and you look toward me hungrily. I can even understand how you get turned on when you're squeezing grapefruits. But wait a minute, how could you possibly get turned on by a clock striking the hour? She said, "I just love it when the clock says, dong, 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 dong." Unbelievable.
Can we talk here?
3, 2, 1, 101.